Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Shortly after tonight's show, our podcast for the Odd Couple will go up. And if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. It is hour number three in a three-hour show. At the bottom of this hour, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. So that's always fun. Keep it locked for that. And Rob, the Lakers up 13, in control firmly in the third quarter. Still rather early, but they're having their way with the Pelicans. They're a tough matchup. Rob G and I were just talking about it. They're a tough matchup for the Pelicans. It's not over, but I'm not surprised at all what's going on. This is what I expected. So with that said, Rob, let's move on. Now, you got a topic. You're just chomping at the bit to get to.
No, I'm just
Blake Griffin retired with today.
I thought he was retired already. I'm just saying.
Yeah, these last several years.
When you start talking about the Hall of Fame, and you know where I am with it, I really think it's supposed to be an exclusive club, and not everybody gets in. You know what I mean? And we saw Vince Carter got in, right? 8-time All-Star, 2-time All-NBA. So if you're going to look at that.
I'm fine with Vince.
Okay, but if you're going to look at that, Blake Griffin, 6-time All-Star. Okay, so that's just a couple times less than Vince Carter. And here's the best. Vince Carter was just a 2-time All-NBA player, and Blake Griffin was a 5-time All-NBA player. So when you start looking at this, how can he not be considered or at least thought about very heavily to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame if you're Blake Griffin? And I know they didn't win anything with the Clippers, Chris, but they had a squad, they were high-flying and entertaining, and people were into Blake Griffin for a moment. He had the national commercial. He jumped over to, what was it, the
He's
Kia?
He's one of the best game dunkers.
Right? I mean,
NBA
there's a lot
history.
Of stuff. So do you have a problem with Blake Griffin if people wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame, or is this going over the top for you? Because I'm just saying,
I don't think
what we've gotten to now, I don't know how he's not.
I don't think it's just as you know, Rob, there are a plethora of things that you look at. I don't think you only look at accolades. That's part of it. But I don't, when I think of Blake Griffin, I think of one of the greatest game dunkers in NBA history. At times, I've even had him in my top five, number five. That's arguable, but he's certainly one of the greatest game dunkers, certainly top 10. And he was a great player for a while, but I don't think of him as a Hall of Famer. Vince Carter, to me, is a Hall of Famer. I think Vince was better than Blake, with both of them at their heights, at their peaks. But here's the look. The one I thought you were going to go at,
Reggie
not
Miller.
Vince Carter. No, not Reggie Miller, not Vince Carter.
Let me just give you Reggie Miller.
Chauncey Billups.
Five-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA. So Blake has him beat in both categories.
Right. I thought you were going to – you may not even know this guy is a Hall of Famer. I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, Michael Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, he averaged, Chris, he averaged nine points, right? Didn't he average 9 points a game?
Never made an all-star team.
How in the world?
9 points a game, actually 8.9.
But that you rounded off to nine points.
No, I know, I'm just – but, Blake Griffin, if Michael Cooper is a Hall of Famer, then Blake Griffin's a Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Blake Griffin was on a whole nother tier.
Chris, can you explain?
He was several tiers ahead of Michael Cooper.
Explain to Michael Cooper to me. Because
I can't.
Okay.
I can say is he was on those championship teams.
Now help me.
He was a great defender.
But that's
He was an eight-time all-defensive team.
But Chris, you said
one-time
it.
One-time defensive player of the year.
No, but all-stars, though.
No, Rob. There's no way. And again, love for Michael Cooper. But there's no way as a player he was a Hall of Famer. Now, here you asked for an explanation. I might be able to give it to you. Didn't he coach? Did he win championships as a coach in the WNBA?
Was he in Houston?
He won two.
With the Comets?
All right. It's the professional or not. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Two-time
with the Sparks, I mean. Sorry, Sparks.
Right? So there you have it, Rob. That might be it. He won two championships as a coach. He was a good player, very good player, and a great defender. And that's probably how you explain it, plus the fact that he was on a legendary team. But, Rob, forget Blake. Look, if Michael Cooper's in, Blake Griffin's definitely in. Andre Iguodala's in. I mean, unless it is really the coaching.
We're trying to look at it
as a player. Andre Iguodala's in.
Chris, everybody's in. Who's out?
Cornbread Maxwell needs to be up in arms.
Well, yes, Cornbread can say, at least I led the league in waving towels, Chris.
You're thinking of Carr.
I always do that. I always get them mixed up. You know that.
Cornbread won the finals MVP in Larry Bird's first championship.
Right, right.
Rob, who was I thinking? Byron Scott. Byron Scott,
who is
was
a friend
better
of the show,
than Michael Cooper.
We should get him on the line. I know he's not probably his friend. No, I know, but he probably fell out of his chair. Chris, you think he fell out of his chair?
Well, I'm sure that he was like, "Oh, I mean, again, the only explanation is that it's the coaching. The coaching put him over the top, and you know they're pushing obviously all things WNBA. You know what I mean? All things women's basketball." So
all right, I'm going to say it again, Chris.
Can you understand what I'm saying? No, I mean, do you think that's the only explanation I can give? And yeah, he was on a legendary team, but he wasn't a star.
Right. But this is where, and I'm saying this for real. Hear me out. Adam Silver, this is to him. If you want to have something for your legacy, Chris, something that you could walk away from, and it not just be the play-in or the in-season tournament, but have something to leave behind. I implore you, start the NBA Hall of Fame.
I agree.
I'm dead serious, Chris. Start the NBA Hall of Fame. And then you could just go, and Chris, what you do is to start, you pick out, when they started the Baseball Hall of Fame, they put a certain amount of people in, you know what I mean, like the original group, and then you start voting as you go along. But this is ridiculous. You have to, and you know what? The Basketball Hall of Fame can continue to do whatever it wants.
Right, right.
But you got to get the best.
Leave Cooper in there as a coach for the WNBA, championship-level coach. Was a great defensive player in the NBA. Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
He has
because
to.
And again, no disrespect for Coop. I'm going to ask you this, though, Rob. What is the one play? I'm going to ask both Robs. What is the one play when you think of Michael Cooper and you think of a play? What's the play?
What he dribbled
play
the ball
to
off,
your mind?
He dribbled the ball off his foot.
No, okay, that, Rob G, you got one?
I do not.
What the around the
Who
head shot?
Got dunked on by Dr. J.
Was that Michael Cooper?
Rock the cradle, rock the baby dunk. Yes, it was Michael Cooper ducking under the rim. Protecting his head. That is the lasting image of what we think of when we think of Michael Cooper. I want to hear from the callers, some of the older ones. Mark from Sacramento, if he ain't mad about yesterday.
We love Mark. He's good.
We love Mark, but don't tell us we don't watch games.
He said we were on crack, Chris. I went to have a test today.
Don't tell us we on crack. But and again, Coop was great. But Rob, you are right. Essentially, every player,
how can they turn anybody down? I'm not being
anybody facetious. That was of any significance.
Right.
I mean, honestly, and he's not as good as Cooper, and he didn't make 8 all defensive teams. He made 3. Patrick Beverley. I mean, that's what Coop was, that type of defender better. But that's Coop's, that was his claim to fame. I'm a great defender. But Rob, it was Magic. It was Kareem. It was Worthy. It was Byron Scott.
Chris, the whole team has to go in now.
I mean,
the whole team.
I'm sorry. It's just. I know Cooper was floored. He probably never thought of himself as a Hall of Famer. And I guess, and Rob G, what is the years, the term limit? Not term limit, but, you know, the limit on years. Because maybe then, I mean, heck, he won his championships in 01 and 02.
Chris, the one thing about baseball, you're only on the ballot for 10
WNBA.
Years. You can't get in that long. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't vote you in 10, it used to be 15, it's down to 10. And now 10 years and you're off the ballot. It shouldn't be whether you're on the ballot for 40 years, Chris. It doesn't even make sense.
I love Coop, but I keep saying it because, you know, he's retired, Rob. I hate to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not,
but
you're
it
not,
is
look.
What it is.
It is. And you're not talking about Coop the person.
No.
We're just.
No. And Coop was a great. Coop, Rob, he knows he wasn't a Hall of Fame player. He knows he wasn't a Hall of Fame player. Again, it might have been because of the coaching. Rob G, what you got?
You said you wanted to know what was the years limit, right? Because baseball's only 10 years. According to the Basketball Hall of Fame website, there is no time limit as to when
there
you could
is.
Get elected.
Chris, that
into
makes
the Hall
no
of Fame.
Sense, does it? Does it?
No.
Hey, Chris, you might get in the Hall of Fame as a contributor. Real talk.
I mean, it's just, you know.
Chris is getting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying. I'm telling you straight up. Chris.
It's going to be Chris, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Cooper. Like
Chris, you're
going
to get into the Hall of Fame. You hear what I just said to you? Look at me. I'm telling you.
Rob, you said it. they should have. That is a great legacy for Adam Silver.
It is.
It's time, because this is, and you're right. You could really up the standard, and like you said, let the Basketball Hall of Fame keep doing what they want to do. But up the standard is NBA players and coaches. If you're executive, and the NBA Hall of Fame. The NBA.
Why shouldn't they have a Hall of Fame like baseball and the pro football, Chris?
Right.
Like, for real.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Find a good spot that you want to put it in and get that thing done. Build it.
Yep.
Build it.
I agree. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Has the NBA or basketball gone too far putting Michael Cooper in the Hall of Fame? And do you like Rob's idea? I love it, about the NBA starting its own Hall of Fame. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. With the first round of the NFL draft starting Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. That is next Thursday, of course. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Throughout the first round of the draft, insider Jay Glazer is joined by former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's own Rob Stone, as they go pick by pick with their predictions and reactions to every first round player selected. That's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. Has the Basketball Hall of Fame just gotten too open? right? Too open.
Yes. People are just coming in through the windows now, Chris. All right, let's kick it off with John in New Hampshire. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Good evening, fellas. As usual, you're nailing it. I mean, there's too many people in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, Michael Cooper was a really good player, but I think the early part of that dynasty, Norm Nixon was a better player than Michael Cooper.
Oh, well, individually, Norm Nixon was a better
player. You're right.
There's no, it's not even close. Nixon was like a legit all-star.
Absolutely. He was a guy who was leading the Lakers in assists in the early part of the dynasty.
First 2 years.
Not Magic Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. The other one I'm interested in on your opinion is Doug Collins. I mean, I like Doug Collins a lot, but didn't play a lot because of injuries. Was a good, not great coach. Good broadcaster. Does that put you into the Hall of Fame as a contributor?
Well, when they have it as it is, right?
He's going to get in as a contributor. Look, he will get in, Chris.
Doug Collins... Right. First of all, he was a much better player, again, than Michael Cooper.
Oh, like, yeah.
You're right? And he was an Olympic – didn't he win an Olympic gold medal?
No, he was on the
– Or he was on that team, right. He was on the team that lost.
Exactly.
Right.
One other name I'll throw up.
But as a coach and a contributor, absolutely.
And a broadcaster, Chris. He was really good on television.
He was a very good broadcaster.
Go ahead. One more point.
Let me throw one more name out there for you. Bob Huggins is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Basically, two Final Four appearances, no championships. You know, he's in the
Huggins,
Hall of Fame.
He's interesting because you just gave his accolades, which isn't incredible. But you're right. Huggins does have a legacy that maybe, you know, is greater than his actual achievements. Because you're right.
But I mean, you know what, Chris?
We know the issues he had off the court, you know, away from the court. But, I mean, don't you, Rob, think – like, Bob Huggins is viewed as, he was a great
coach. But Bob Huggins, if he's going to be in any Hall of Fame, Chris, it should be the College Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't know about the Basketball Hall. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because of that. His stuff is strictly, you know, relegated to college. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
All right. Hey,
but
John,
look,
thanks.
Once you let in – again, you let in Michael Cooper, Rob, I mean, you can throw in a ton of guys.
But, Chris, you know who they let in? Del Harris is in as a contributor. Del Harris is a Hall of Famer. Just,
I mean, Del was a good coach. He wasn't a great coach.
Right.
I mean, really. Like, he didn't distinguish himself as some fantastic coach.
Yeah, he just got in, if I remember correctly, because when I saw it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the.
I thought he got in as the, where is it? Lifetime, Chuck Daly, Lifetime Achievement.
I mean, he was an exact...
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Know. Oh, no, here it is, Chris. Here it is. Basketball Hall of Fame. Basketball Hall of Fame.
Year?
He got in, I think it was like... like last year. Yep, just recently.
Yeah, it's just...
But it says Basketball Hall of Fame. Yep. Chris, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Enshrined in 2022.
It does, but it does water down. There's no...
Yep.
If
that's crazy. Back. All right. Dana in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dana?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
How are you?
If we're just going to give contributors into the Hall of Fame, why don't we go to the next decade and go to the Bulls, and why isn't Paxson in?
Look.
I agree.
I mean,
he made big shots, no, Chris.
Steve Kerr.
I mean, Steve Kerr's going to get in for coaching.
Coach,
right.
I think he's already in probably as a coach. Right. But, yeah, I mean, Paxson was – that's the kind of what Coop was, you know. Like, he was a really good role player. He was known. Rob, you could go – I mean, we said it. Andre Iguodala, who I contend is not a Hall of Famer.
But he got a final MVP, and if you put Coop in, Chris, how is he not going to get it?
Right. I mean, you could say basically anybody that made even one All-Star team.
Yep. Let's go to
Coop
Matt.
Didn't make any.
Matt in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey guys, I love the show.
Thank you.
Here in LA, you know. Both on the Fox Network and the four-letter one, whenever they have ex-Lakers on, or especially from the Showtime team, they always ask, should Michael Cooper be in the Hall of Fame? They always say yes. I think of the constant lobbying by the broadcast and by the ex-Lakers.
Well, that might be. I'm shocked they even would. I mean, again, if you say you put him in because of his coaching in the WNBA, Rob,
but Chris,
I guess, but that
this
shouldn't
is
be the
problem.
NBA Hall of Fame.
This is the problem. when players are involved, we talk about all the time, and they're friendly and they like people. You know what I mean? It's hard for them. That's why we've talked about it before, about you got to take out the players from voting on this stuff because they can't help it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Chris, like, Rob, they can't help it.
Well, no, I agree. And one guy we've argued over, I think you've been with me, he's not a Hall of Famer, but in under this type of standard, he's got to be in. I'm going to give you a guess. He was a shooter.
And he's in the Hall of Fame?
Seven championships.
Oh, Robert Ory?
No, he's
Ory?
Not in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Robert Ory.
Right.
Robert
now,
Ory.
Now, how does that make any sense?
I mean, again, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame
player. I'm just saying if Cooper's in,
yeah,
he's got to be in. That's what I'm saying. If Cooper's in, how in the world is he not in?
Yeah, that's the quandary that they've created. I agree. They should set up an NBA Hall of Fame. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob trolling or rolling with Martin Weiss is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
That's right. It's Trolling and Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and this case is the first time you've heard this segment. I'll break it down for you real quick. If Chris and Rob hate the story that I hear, that I read, kind of like the way I hated Ryan Finley using Eek for a three-run margin, it was 6-3. You know, Eek passed somebody 6-3. You hear the troll.
Kind of like I hate this Motorola phone you on. My gosh.
Is it a toy phone?
You on a walkie-talkie or what?
No. It's a tin can with a string.
It sounds like it.
All right.
Golly, Martin.
The story that I read, you're in a roll sound. Deion Sanders is no stranger to the transfer portal, but he's about to get that much more familiar. First, heralded cornerback prospect Cormani McClain is transferring out. And now Deion has to replace all of the starters from the offensive line from last year. Chris, trolling or rolling, depending so much on the portal, is a Brad strategy.
I'm going to roll with that. I mean, you obviously need to utilize the portal. It can be great for you, but you also have to recruit. And, you know, I mean, Deion, we know he can recruit, and he should be able to with his name and his personality and his fame and all of that. But, yeah, it's interesting that this turn that's been taken there at Colorado. But, yeah, you have to rely on more than just the portal.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the two.
Oh man, hey.
Yes, thank you. A double dose of it.
A little mix.
I don't know. It seems like, to have so much turnover and change can stymie your team, couldn't it? Like, where's the cohesiveness?
Yeah.
Like, you need to build something. Guys need to know, especially on an offensive line and stuff, which way guys are going, you know what I mean? And their moves,
absolutely.
And have a feel for the guy who's next to them lined up. I don't know if I like that much movement.
Nah, I agree.
Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob, you might like this, though. The NBA may be borrowing something from Major League Baseball. Adam Silver is considering using the results of the play-in tournament as a playoff seeding tiebreaker. Trolling or rolling, the in-season tournament impacting the postseason tournament.
I'm a troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, I don't like that, those gimmicks. I mean, I guess he wants to, have every team play hard and really go for it. Look, it is what it is. It's a freaking midseason tournament. It'll have a little bit of value. It'll have a little bit of, panache, teams. We saw the Lakers take it seriously and put the banner up. That's what teams will do. But eventually, as we have at this point, we're going to forget about it. Because what really matters is the finals and the playoffs. And I think, Rob, to your point, that could just belittle the 82 games even more than they already have been. Not because of the play-in, but just because of low management and all that stuff. So, nah, I don't want to see that have any impact on the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
And Chris, I don't even know if you noticed. I was at that All-Star game that ended in a tie in Milwaukee when Bud Selig came up with the idea that if you win the All-Star game. And I was like, dude, okay.
Right, that's
don't have an overreaction. It was bad that it was a tie. You know what I mean? Like, it just was bad, and fans left there disappointed. But it didn't make any sense to do what they did.
No.
And we don't need Adam Silver. Stop with the gimmicks, okay? You don't want to do that to a league.
Nah, it's too much.
Trolling and rolling. Fox Sports Radio on the iCouple. Now, speaking of the postseason tournament, Kawhi Leonard's status still up in the air for the Clippers. Chris Broussard earlier today on TV said it's not looking good, but we do know that he'll be a part of Team USA. As news broke today, he will be the last member of the U.S. team. Chris, trolling or rolling, Kawhi Leonard playing for America when he has trouble staying healthy for his professional team?
I hate to say it because he's deserving, but I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
Rob, Kawhi hasn't been able to get through a regular season and playoffs in years. Now he's going to be playing in the summer? He's obviously deserving. I mean, he's an all-time great player, but it doesn't make sense. I don't even know why they may have picked him because he's obviously deserving, and most players of that ilk have played on Team USA at some point, maybe, but it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I hear you, but I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
Maybe he will get healthy for that. I mean, like, I hear you. Like, the likelihood of it doesn't sound like it's going to be something that's going to work out because of his history. And, I mean, he was playing every game this year, and here we come, playoff time, and he's hurt.
And last year was similar?
Similar. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. But for some reason, I think he'll be healthy for the Olympics. I do.
Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time Kawhi Leonard was healthy through a regular and postseason was the year in Toronto when he won the championship, no?
I think you're right, and remember.
No, wait a minute. When they choked,
playoffs.
In Denver, he was healthy. Choked.
Well, I don't know how many games he played that year, though.
But they were healthy in the playoffs when they choked.
And of course, remember you got the long break because
Right.
Wasn't that in that bubble?
In the bubble, that was the COVID.
All right, Martin. Great stuff. Check out Martin Weiss every Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio. 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 7 to 10 Eastern. You won't be sorry. Did I get the times right?
No, he didn't.
What are they?
It's 8 to 11 Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific.
I can't believe I got it wrong because I never missed the Martin and BJ show.
Oh, Chris, you're better than stealing Rob Parker's jokes. Come on, man.
Yes. It's all
Thank
good.
You, Martin Weiss. Great stuff as always. If the Bucks lose, I got a place for Giannis to go. You won't want to miss it. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rob, that's my partner. I'm Chris, and we're live. The Odd Couple from the TireRack.com studios. Rob.
Yes.
Don't look now, but we got us a ball game. Zion Williamson.
Wait a minute.
Who someone said was NBA dead, has risen tonight. 34 points. I'm sorry, 36 points.
They're still 11 down five, rebounds. Right? How many?
No, they're down two. He's got 36, 11, wow. Five dimes, and is outplaying LeBron and AD combined.
And there's still 5 minutes to go.
Yes. This is a ball game. This is a ball game. Now, look, in fairness, Zion had a few good games against the Lakers. He had two good ones and two bad ones, really. So the talk about he couldn't play against the Lakers, it was overblown. But good for him, man. Good for him. But this is the Zion. Rob, this is the Zion you want to see regularly.
But we haven't really been seeing this guy, no. And that's why
I mean,
we talked
well,
about
but not this is another step. It's
averaging 22 in the season is not a play in game, Chris, where you put up 36. That's big.
No, he's balling. He's balling, and good for him. We'll see if this – and look, a lot of Lakers fans may, you know, privately be happy if they lose. But remember, it's tied. Zion, alley-oop.
Wow.
From
I told you, Chris,
Alvarado.
What did I say? Do you remember
you
what
said
I said in Shekel
NBA
City?
Dead. That's what you said.
No. I'm talking about
NBA
the game.
Dead.
I'm
no,
talking about the game.
You said he was NBA dead. Apologize. Nah.
No. I'm the
you
Undertaker.
Did. You picked him to win, didn't you?
I said that a Laker choke, Rob G. Did I not use that term?
Yes, you did.
I said a Laker choke, even though they're up by two.
Yeah,
it's not over.
They just scored, right? Rob, yeah. I think the Lakers will win still, but Rob G.,
3.5 minutes to go. It's a lot
Look,
of time, Chris.
Let's keep it real. If they lose this game, they clearly didn't try to lose. They came to play.
They were big.
And if they lose, will a part of you be happy?
No.
Will you be a bit frightened?
Yes. Because they can't be new Sacramento for whatever reason.
Right.
And as we saw about a week and a half ago, the Warriors and Steph Curry can get nuclear at any moment. Yeah. So you don't want to be in a one and done.
That's the scary part.
Teams.
Right,
I still think the Lakers are better, but the Warriors
yeah, I would,
did beat them three
I think they're better than
time.
Both of those teams, but anything can happen in a one game playoff. That's why the NCAA tournament, it's rare that you have the best team actually win.
Yep.
Right. Well, I think what's concerning is, I mean, look, you can have bad games, but LeBron and AD have not been good at all.
What do they have? I don't see the box score.
Anthony Davis is 5-for-15, Rob, 14 points.
Oh, that's terrible.
LeBron is 5-for-18, 1-of-5 from 3, 19 points. And some, now, LeBron, of course, is going to fill up the box score. He's got 9 assists, 9 rebounds, but – the interesting thing, because everybody's been talking about LeBron's three-point shooting, and he has been great this year. I mean, 41%, that's remarkable. But Rob, and Rob G, you may notice, this month, he's 31% from three. We know LeBron is a streaky, has been. He didn't seem that way this year so much, but he has been a streaky three-point shooter. And
so he's come back to earth, basically.
Yeah, he's come back to earth. But the question is, has he? Now, he has not been taking a ton of threes lately, so good for him. But the interesting thing with Zion doing all this, you know what's coming. Everything, 90 plus, Rob, about 94% of his shots are in the paint. Or at least
that should be easier to defend, Chris, right?
10 feet. Within 10 feet of the basket. It dunks.
Well, you know they can't. Yeah, he's not going to pull you out anywhere, right? You know where to stay.
I mean, we get that he's athletic. He's quick. He can jump. But you're right. I mean, pack the paint. And I know you got 3-point shooters. See, that's the formula to win with Zion, at least right now. Put shooters around him. Because he can get into the rim, and he's a good passer. So he's either going to finish because you can't take your guys off the shooters, and he'll have room to finish. Or if you do pack the paint, he can kick out to the shooters. But this is interesting. I tell you what, this could be can you imagine? I'm not even going to talk about it because the Lakers still have life. I was going to say, can you imagine the playoffs without the Lakers?
But it could happen.
Also, it's science. What happened, Rob G? You guys are ahead of me, but Zion's going to the locker room for something.
He looks really upset about something that happened on the play he just scored on. So we'll see. We'll keep a monitor on that.
I mean, he doesn't look hurt or anything. What the heck? That don't even make sense. All right. Well, we got a barn burner. Great finish. And, of course, the nightcap, the Warriors and the Kings coming up after. Rob and I about to sign off on this Trash Talking Tuesday, but you guys, don't touch that dial. Keep it here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening, because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. That means fire is on the way.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.